In 2010, Big Class started with the aim to support young writers through educational and community collaboration. Big Class has entered into chapter development with 826 National. That means they are part of a national learning community while remaining a local organization. We are here with Doug Keller, the executive director of Big Class, to talk about the past, present, and the future of Big Class. So thanks for being here, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
So Big Class started in 2010, and how would you say it has grown and developed since then?
So in 2010, we started actually as a classroom project. I had 43 first graders in my class, hence the name, the literal name Big Class. But then there was also this idea of wanting to get more people involved in the classroom, right? And especially around literacy. And so we raised money on Kickstarter and published this book that featured 43 first graders writing stories about animals doing things that they would not normally do, which was a theme that they chose. And then we got artists from around the country to illustrate the stories. But what happened, that was sort of the catalyst for, I would say, Big Class becoming an actual organization. I had all these teachers reach out to the ourbigclass@gmail.com, which was the email address in the back of the book, saying we don't have enough writing programs in our schools, or I want this creative approach to literacy. I'm not seeing this sort of thing. So all these teachers sort of came together. And I started supporting them in at other schools and doing similar projects. When Press Street moved their antenna gallery from Burgundy Street onto St. Cloud Avenue, and they had the upstairs gallery and they had all the space downstairs, so we decided to start doing an after-school program. And that was kind of the beginning of where we are now, is the school, the programs in the community, and then programs in schools. And so we're around the city. We were based at the space at Press Street. This school year will be our first year not at Press Street, as we gear up to building actually a youth writing center in the 7th Ward. So that's what we're heading towards.
That's amazing. Yeah. What is a surprise factor about Big Class that people may not know?
There's a few surprises. So we're working towards opening a store, and that store is called the New Orleans Haunting Supply Company. So it's going to be a store that sells things for ghosts. The reason we're opening the store is we're also opening a youth writing center. So our programs on St. Claude and in community spaces have been really crowded. We've also struggled with the consistency of those because we're always booking another space, that sort of thing. So we're going to be opening this youth writing center in the 7th Ward. And so the outside of that youth writing center will say the New Orleans Haunting Supply Company. You'll actually walk in, there'll be a store selling things to ghosts, also selling our students' publications that students will be able to walk through to get to the after-school programs, the field trips we're going to be doing, our high school programs, all sorts of things. All products were designed by local designers with our students. And then on October 20th of this year, we'll have our second annual A Dark and Stormy Night, which is our big gala event, and we'll have a pop-up haunting supply company there at that gala, so you should get your tickets.
Yeah, amazing. I thought you were just going to be selling t-shirts.
Oh, no, we're selling corporeal dust, flickering light bulbs, creaky floorboards, everything that you might need to build a haunted house or to haunt the citizens of New Orleans.
Perfect, because yeah. We need more hauntings.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah,
I love
totally,
it, and it's
totally.
A good
It's the most haunted
vibe.
City in America,
right?
So we're serving a need, you know.
Yes.
In addition, serving the need of more writing programs in the community, we're also serving the needs of ghosts. I mean, our ghosts are often talking about the need for more books because they didn't get to read all the books when they were alive. So unfinished business is a big part of the haunting supply company.
If you could build an ideal study or work environment, what would it look like?
Well, so as I just mentioned, we're sort of doing that already. That's actually the process we're in right now, which is really exciting. And all the ideas of these spaces, I think there's a uniting thing around that, which is space for individuals and space for collaboration. We believe in writing as a community-based practice. So writing is that process of brainstorming with other people, having lots of conversation, then going to your desk alone and writing in that individual way, and then bringing it back to that community to share. So I think a space needs to reflect that. And then obviously we believe in quirkiness of space and things to inspire you and to inspire your ideas. We also are big proponents of making learning visible, so taking the things that you're learning and having space on your walls to imprint those ideas, right? Imprint the stories that you're telling or the ideas that you've come to as a learning community. All those things, I think having that room on a wall to be able to imprint the space with what's happening in that space is really important. So we have a lot of beliefs about space in our organization.
It's good, because then you can use it with the new space. To learn more about Big Class, you can visit them at www.bigclass.org or check them out on nolav.com. So thanks so much for coming in, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
For Nola V and WWNO, this has been Kelly Crawford and...
Doug Keller